Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this hour of prophetic midnight prayer program. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Midnight Prayer Meeting. And this program, God has used it to bless a lot of people. And God is going to bless you also as you join us today. I want you to know one thing, that God that has brought you into this program is going to give you uncommon testimony. And is going to make your life to reproduce his blessing into the life of others in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to get ready right now. We are going to pray some prayers. I'm going to pray on your bottle of oil. I'm going to pray on your bottle of water. If you don't have oil, you have water, I'm going to pray on them. And the power of God will fall upon them. Let's begin to appreciate the Lord for making it possible to see the fourth day of the month of September, year 2021. Just appreciate him. Give him the glory, give him the honor, give him the adoration. Our God is worthy of all praise. Our God is worthy to be adored. Our God is worthy to be magnified. Our God is worthy to be honored. He is an excellent God. He never failed. He is the King of kings. Begin to worship the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh, it's always just the same. Oh, praise his holy name. That is the reason why I love him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Lift up Jesus. He is King of kings. Lift up Jesus. He is Lord of lords. Lift up Jesus. He is King of kings, King of kings, and Lord of lords. In this month of September, the Almighty God will remember your family for good. In the name of Jesus Christ, the God of signs and wonders will do a new thing in your family. In the mighty name of Jesus, your blood shall not be for sale. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Every decision of the wicked against your life shall scatter. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the position that no one has ever reached in your family, may God take you to that level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There are prayers I want you to pray, and I want you to pray this prayer very, very well. Please pray very well. As we are in this Ember month, we need to pray. We need to pray some targeted prayers. We need to pray some invading prayers. Open your mouth and pray this prayer like this. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the power of the night. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the evil power of the night. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the evil power of the night. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the evil power of the night. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power using the hour of the night to torment my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to torment my life, dead in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to torment my life, dead in Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers angry because of my glory, dead in the name of Jesus. Powers angry because of my glory, dead in the name of Jesus. Powers angry because of my glory, dead in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any strong man attacking my glorious destiny, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man attacking my glorious destiny, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man attacking my glorious destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. As I'm praying this prayer, you have to pray the prayer for yourself. Put the aggression that is needed in this prayer. Beloved, we need some aggression now. I want you to pray very well. Say, every sacrifice carry to any river to tie me down, in the name of Jesus. Every sacrifice carry to any river to tie me down, in the name of Jesus. Every sacrifice carry to any river to tie me down, in Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray this next one very, very well. Pray the one with this next one with power. Say, every covenant with water spirit that is affecting my family, break in the name of Jesus. Every water, every covenant with water spirit that's affecting my family, break in the name of Jesus. every covenant with water spirit that's affecting my family, break in Jesus' name we pray. Now you are going to personalize that prayer. Say, every covenant with water spirit that is affecting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with water spirit that's affecting my life, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with water spirit that's affecting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with water spirit that's affecting my life, break in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha. There's something going on in that place. The stronghold of marine power has been broken now. Aha. Now pray this one very well. Every satanic bird flying in the night against me, crash land and die. Every satanic bird flying in the night against me, crash land and die. Crash land and die. Every satanic bird flying in the night against me, crash land and die. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, the group of witchcraft bird gathering in my compound, cast fire in the name of Jesus. The group of witchcraft bird gathering in my compound, cast fire in the name of Jesus. The group of witchcraft bird crying in my compound, cast fire in the name of Jesus. The group of witchcraft bird crying in my compound, cast fire in the name of the group of witchcraft bird crying in my compound, cast fire in the name of Jesus. The group of witchcraft bird crying in my compound, cast fire. I speak against any witchcraft bird that is crying in your compound, crying against your destiny, crying against your family. I command them to be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic bird on an evil assignment against you, they shall crash land, they shall crash land, they shall crash land, they shall crash land, they shall crash land. In Jesus' name we pray. Our beloved, a few days ago, I gave a lecture on dealing with blockages at the edge of miracle. Dealing with blockages at the edge of miracle. When we are referring to such kind of spirit, we are talking about a spirit that will make you to see something but will not make you to get it. It's a dangerous spirit. It's a spirit of Pisgah, according to the Bible. Moses was taken to the Mount of Pisgah, but he could just see the land of the promised land, but could not get there. Any power that I want you to see your breakthrough without getting it, that power shall be disgraced in Jesus' name. Blockages at the edge of miracle is a terrible thing that can frustrate the effort of people. It's one of those things that people, when they pass through that, they move straight into a level of discouragement, because they wonder why this business could not click. They wonder why this interview, they were not invited. They wonder why they couldn't pass that exam. It's as a result of the dangerous activity of these powers that we have mentioned. I'll be able to give you 12 powers responsible for that assignment. Tonight, or this morning rather, what we are going to do is to break 4 bondages. After we have broken these 4 bondages, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will break through to the next level. The blockages at the edge of breakthrough shall be removed, and God himself shall move you to the next level in Jesus' name. The first bondage is what I call family covenant bondage. Family covenant bondage. Family covenant bondage. The Almighty God said he will perfect what he has said concerning you. The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. That is Psalm 138, verse 8. When there is family covenant, that covenant will always stagnate that effort. You are born into that family, automatically you are now involved in that family, in that covenant. Even when you didn't know when the covenant was made, the covenant may have been made by your ancestors. And if that covenant is that no one get to this level, and anytime you want to get there, the covenant will speak. The covenant can stand like a lawyer against your destiny. That is why we are going to break that covenant. We are going to break that family covenant. A family covenant is a covenant made with our ancestors, with the devil. It's a covenant made with our ancestors, with the rivers. That is why some people, when they are getting close to their breakthrough, they will have sex in the dream, and that will terminate it. That is a covenant. Some, they will eat in a dream and that will terminate it. That is a covenant. Those two dreams you have had reveal to you that there's a covenant in place. A covenant is the one bringing them to you to terminate the breakthrough that is closer. Beloved, you don't need to be ignorant in these last days. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. This is not the time to be ignorant. Oh, have you read it before? In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9a, the Bible says, the just shall be delivered by knowledge. We need the knowledge of the word of God. We need to pray against family covenant, family evil covenant. There are seven prayers we're going to pray aggressively to deal with that bondage. We are taking the bondages one by one. When we deal with the first one, we deal with the second one, we deal with the third one and fourth one. And I believe God sincerely, by the time we deal with these bondages, you'll be free completely in Jesus' name. Family covenant is a covenant that is already residing in your blood. It's a covenant that you may not know anything about, but you are already involved. It's a covenant made with the devil that you are not even aware of. The terms of that covenant is not close to, it's not known to you. And many of the times, you begin to violate the covenant because you didn't know. And you are under punishment for such. But today, may the Lord deliver you completely by his power in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you have not given your life to Jesus, confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord, Father, I am here. Have mercy upon me. Save me, O Lord, and deliver me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, these seven prayers we are going to pray. Before we pray it, I'm going to pray on your oil. And then we'll pray these prayers. You'll be laying your hand on different parts of the body as I continue. Heavenly Father, we pray that this oil shall be anointed. The oil in the hand of your people shall be anointed and carry the power of the Holy Ghost. If you have water in your hand, I decree that water to turn to the blood of Jesus. The anointing that breaks the yoke of darkness will enter into that water and that oil. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen very well. We are in a serious warfare now. To pray this prayer we are going to pray, you must develop a spiritual muscle. Because this kind of prayer is a prayer we call acidic prayers. These are high-charge prayers. These are volcanic and bulldozing high-voltage prayers. You need to pray them with aggression. When I call one of these prayers, you call it yourself and pray with aggression. And the Bible says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. That is James chapter 5 verse 17. So you have to pray. You have to pray a fervent prayers. Makete paros kadagada lesoko prakosha kadagada ebialom rukunzata yakata. Are you ready now? Open your mouth and pray this prayer very well. Say, powers promoting captivity in my life. Powers promoting captivity in my life. They are in the name of Jesus. Powers promoting captivity in my life. They are in the name of Jesus. Powers promoting captivity in my life. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody may need to repeat this prayer very well. Anoint your belly button now. Your belly button. And lay your hand there. Say this one loud and clear. Say, family covenant of failure at the edge of breakthrough. Break in the name of Jesus. Family covenant of failure at the edge of breakthrough. Break in the name of Jesus. Family covenant of failure at the edge of breakthrough. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil pattern of failure in my family line. I am not your candidate. There, in the name of Jesus. Evil pattern of failure in my family line. I am not your candidate. There, in the name of Jesus. Evil pattern of failure in my family line. I am not your candidate. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Some of you will notice that as you are praying this prayer, it will end completely, totally, that failure at the edge of breakthrough in your life. Any interview you are going to be called for from now, you have a testimony to share. I want you to pray this prayer very, very well. Please say, every battle in my blood arresting my progress. There, in the name of Jesus. Every battle in my blood arresting my progress. There, in the name of Jesus. Every battle in my blood arresting my progress. There. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your chest. Tali buraka da kada barabaraba. Sukuri baraba. Say, powers that wants me to remain in the valley. In the name of Jesus.
powers that want me to remain in the valley. They are in the name of Jesus. Powers that want me to remain in the valley. They are in Jesus' name. We pray, anoint your head. Thank you, Father. Something is happening. Say, Lord of oppression, on my head. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Load of oppression on my head. Go back to the sender. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name, pray. I pray that the Lord will anoint your hand. Your hand shall become the hand of power and the hand of prosperity. The Lord will anoint your legs. Your legs will take you to the next level. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lift up your prayer request. Heavenly Father, I pray on this request. Let there be answer by fire. Let there be answer by fire. Let there be answer by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. There's a brother there. You have gone for interview 2 times at the embassy and you were sent back. When you go for the 3rd time now, you will be given visa. That is the plan. That is the word of God concerning your life. The covenant of darkness in your family has been broken and you are free now to enjoy your destiny. Thank you, Father. I pray for as many people who have connected today. The Holy Ghost will bless you. Those who are going to hear this voice audio later, the mighty hand of God will rest upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, all those who have not married, hear the word of the Lord. The yoke of singlehood and the yoke of marital failure is broken upon your life today. I declare you, go and marry. In the name of Jesus Christ, all women who have not given birth, ye kaleo paro sataya balaba rimopum prakasa nakadia daiko prakonse dekaya. Every yoke of childlessness and miscarriage, break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, I decree that heaven will release into your hand twins, triplets. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for as many people who have some challenge in their career. The Lord will attend to it right now, and there shall be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a man here, you have failed that exam. You have done that exam, you failed it twice. Right away, it's an ICAN exam. If you do it again now, you will pass. Because the family covenant that has been stagnating you has been broken. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. There's a property somebody wants to sell, and there's an embargo on that property. I command the embargo to be shifted away, and there will be testimony now. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody is starting a new business. The Lord is about to help you. Don't worry, just go into that business and pray about it. Make sure that you are committed to paying your tithe, and the Lord will bless you mightily. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for that brother. The Lord will raise a voice for you, and there will be testimony in your place of work. A letter of promotion shall be given to you in this week we are starting. It's confirmed already. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I pray that your testimony shall be permanent. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to pass information or share testimony with me, send it to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tactown. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus.